the new central bank governor, who has warned that Ireland's economy is vulnerable to outside risks. Gabriel McLouf has been making his first keynote address since his appointment. He was speaking to students and staff at Waterford IT today. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about mortgage lending rules.
Next year marks the fifth anniversary since the introduction of the mortgage measures, which are a permanent feature of the mortgage market. They've been key to enabling sustainable lending and are a core component of our toolkit. We review the measures annually, and that allows us to ensure that bank and borrower resilience is maintained, that we don't see a damaging credit house price spiral emerging.
Robert Short, our economics correspondent, was at Waterford IT, where Governor McLouf delivered that speech today. So, Robert, it doesn't look as though he is minded to change those mortgage lending rules.
No, it doesn't, Claire. At least that seems to be the tone that he's striking. And I suppose that chimes with comments by other senior central bank officials over the last week or so. He's definitely putting down a very clear marker. It was his first public speech, and he's saying that these mortgage rules, which will be in place next year for 5 years, that they are a permanent part of the mortgage market here. And he's sending out a very clear signal as well of the need not to return to a credit house price spiral. So obviously sounding a very cautious tone there when it comes to the mortgage market. He made two references to it in his speech. It wasn't, of course, all he was talking about in his speech, but I think that many people who I suppose are both in or trying to get into the mortgage market, and many people in the banking sector, particularly the retail banking sector, would have been very interested to hear his first public on the record remarks in relation to the mortgage rules. And he's to make a decision on them in the next couple of weeks.
And would you say he's concerned that we haven't learned the lessons of the financial crisis and the failure of Irish institutions?
Yeah, well, he said quite a number of things about that, and he said a number of things just in general about learning the lessons of the past. And in fact, one of them came from a Q&A session that he had with students just after the speech, and he was asked about, you know, black swan events, so-called, something surprising out there that you might be worrying about. And he said his main worry was that people may forget about the past quickly, and that, you know, he was looking at an audience of 20-somethings, and he said, you know, most of you don't know an environment where there's inflation in the mid-teens, where there's interest rates in the mid-teens. But he reminded everyone that, you know, this was a normal state of affairs for quite a lot of the past that we've lived through. And it's his worry that people would consider the world that we're living in now, where there's practically no inflation, where monetary policy is hitting the buffers, where we're living with negative interest rates, that this is somehow normal. And he reminded his audience that it wasn't normal. Now, his speech, and he didn't surprisingly actually utter these words, but the central bank, I checked with them, they're sticking with the remarks in his printed speech, where he said that during the financial crisis, he said the simultaneous failures of Irish institutions resulted from bandwagon effects between institutions, which he calls herding, and within them, which he termed groupthink, reinforced by a widespread international belief in the efficiency of financial markets. And he's just pointing out the need to challenge accepted thinking when it comes to how we understand how financial markets work.
Okay, Robert Short there at Waterford IT.